Truck drivers in Shanghai have staged a third day of protest. They blockaded part of the city's port, China's busiest. Their complaint is that rising fuel prices are crippling their businesses. The protests that began on Wednesday are the latest sign of public anger over surging inflation, and they come amid a government crackdown on intellectual and political dissent of any sort. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Shanghai.
The focus of the international community has been on the continued detention of well-known Chinese artist Ai Weiwei and other political activists. But for the ordinary people of China, there are more mundane concerns than political reform. Near to one of Shanghai's main port areas, where the Yangtze River meets the sea, thousands of truck drivers have blockaded the road over the last couple of days. Today, groups of drivers milled around near a long line of trucks parked bumper to bumper and side to side. They were unafraid to speak, though unwilling to give their names for fear of reprisals. "We can't even afford to eat," said one man. "The price of gasoline is now so high," he says, warily looking over his shoulder. China has raised fuel prices several times in the past year, blaming the rising cost of crude oil. This month, gasoline and diesel prices hit a record high after the government raised them by as much as 5%. The drivers are also angered at new fees introduced by warehouse operators. "The police have responded with violence," says another man. "They beat up many truckers. I have a friend who was beaten and another who was arrested," he says. The man claims that some 20,000 truckers have gone on strike. It's a number that's hard to confirm. The likelier number of about 2,000 protesters is still a major event in China. A woman interrupts to urge that news of the truckers' protest be spread far and wide so that the government pays attention. That's something that's already been happening on the internet. China has banned foreign microblogging sites that it cannot control, such as Twitter, but news of the recent strikes in Shanghai leaked out through the Chinese equivalents of Twitter, which many urban Chinese use. They're known as Weibo in China, and word about the strikes initially appeared on them before being deleted by the authorities.
The microblogs has offered an alternative platform for people to communicate.
Ying Chan is a professor of journalism at Hong Kong University. She says the government has decided it cannot stop such platforms developing and so must try to channel and control them.
Well, I think they are very concerned. So that's why the Weibos are monitored very closely by various methods.
Chan says it's not the political issues that are most threatening to the government, but bread and butter economic issues.
People are concerned with their basic livelihood issues. Inflation is a real issue, so people react.
Back near the docks, the drivers say they've heard the truckers at other ports around the country are striking too, though they deny they're in contact with drivers elsewhere. That is a huge concern for the government, that the new forms of communication could cause disenfranchised elements of society across the country to link together and form some kind of organized opposition. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Shanghai.